Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's also the 12th day of December, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 32 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 42 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And just cold, man, I'm telling you. If the rain would have been snow, we'd be buried in snow and freezing to death. But as it is, we're just freezing to death, so I guess there's a little something positive there. It was like 11 this morning, I think, just before daylight, just freezing-ass cold. I don't like it, in case you're wondering. All right, let's see what we have on the itinerary for today. U.S. judge warns of mistrial in Nevada rancher Bundy's trial. Ooh, say, well, I wonder what's up with that. We're going to find out as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavor tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, U.S. judge warns of mistrial in Nevada rancher Bundy's trial. Redundant, mistrial. This is from U.S. News. A U.S. federal judge in the criminal conspiracy trial of Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy and three other men on Monday warned that prosecutors' failure to produce documents that could support defense arguments may lead to a mistrial. The old exculpatory. And that's a part of the federal rules of criminal procedures. Still not what we're supposed to have. That's military trials. The four men, including two of Bundy's sons, Ammon and Ryan, are accused of conspiring to use the threat of force in a 2014 standoff with federal agents near Bundy's ranch. It galvanized right-wing militia groups challenging U.S. government. Where the hell they get this right-wing militia groups bullshit? Why is everything made right-wing, left-wing? You know, there is no right-wing. There is no left-wing. There are no conservatives, no liberals, no... Republicans, no Democrats. There's just either law or there isn't. And I mean, right-wing militia groups, huh? Challenging U.S. government authority over public lands in the American West. No, it's the people. The people are the militia. So, well, let's see, galvanized right-wing people. No, I don't think so. The revolt was sparked by the court-ordered roundup of Bundy's cattle by government agents over his refusal to pay fees required to graze the herds on federal lands, and that's not so either. It was caused by, you know, beating on women and shit. You know, the videos that came out. We know why people went there. Outside the presence of the jury, U.S. District Judge Gloria Navarro on Monday read a lengthy list of documents previously undisclosed by prosecutors that could be used to impeach government witnesses or otherwise bolster defense attorneys' arguments that their clients felt surrounded by government snipers prior to the standoff. Navarro sent jurors home until December 20th while the evidence issues are being addressed. And I'll tell you something that's not mentioned in this article. Now, if there was exculpatory evidence withheld, there's done been, what, two trials in reference to this same incident? If this stuff has been withheld, they got to drop those two convictions. That guy who got 68 years, he has to walk, right? They have to either retry him or walk him. And there should be sanctions against the federal government for this. I mean, even in their phony-ass rules of federal procedure, there's supposed to be a penalty for withholding evidence. I mean, this is people's lives. But they don't care. And like I said, you know, it's starting to look like these people might just walk. And it's not, you know, Mark had suggested that, you know, we are getting out there. You know, we have done a lot to bring people around to awareness. But, I mean, the government's done a whole hell of a lot more just what they do on their day-to-day activities. You know, it's a new investigation, a new goddamn big bunch of slime crime and fraud and, I mean, goddamn name it, embezzlement. Every day, I think the people have pretty well, you know, on a basic level, have got the message that government bad. But ain't that what our founders told us? Outside the presence of the jury, U.S. District Judge Gloria Navarro on Monday read a lengthy list of documents previously undisclosed by prosecutors that could be used to impeach government witnesses and otherwise bolster defense attorneys' arguments that their clients felt surrounded. Some of the prosecution's documents were produced so late they violated the federal evidence discovery rules. And, man, you got to be working to do that on the prosecution side. No, this is, I'm telling you people, this is common across the country. It has been for a whole long time. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're guilty or innocent in these corporate courts. Their judgments come down to money. What is, it's a corporation. What gives the corporation more money? If it's even you just serving time in a whack-and-hut prison, that's what's going to happen. And I've talked about the Bill of Rights in the state of Oregon and how it has been just completely, God almighty, what would you call it, obliterated to the point that it is a prison charter for a prison state. And at the end of that contract, and I tell you people, believe me or not, I can read a contract. At the end of that contract, you have one right in the state of Oregon. Period. And that is to make money for the state of Oregon. Period. Any trial they have is based solely upon that contention. Violated federal evidentiary discovery rules. Navarro said as a result to strike witness testimony, call for a continuance, or a mistrial. The information would possibly undermine the confidence in the courtroom of the trial. Oh, really? Oh, we couldn't have that happening. Everybody has such high confidence in these government courts, these admiralty, injustice courts, said Navarro. The court is inclined to find that the information was not timely provided. Really? Oh, God, two trials ago? I think there should be a little more of a to-do about this, don't you? One man is facing 68 years in prison as a conviction where evidently these things were not a part of his trial. And it was the same incident, by the way. She added, defense attorneys resumed their call for a mistrial. The federal government is required to produce documents that assist the defense. What? Where did this come from? What, helping your enemy? Oh, the people are your enemy. Oh, that's right. Clive and Bundy's attorney, Brett Whipple, told rulers, the rules dictate fairness, and when the rules are violated, they're just trying to reestablish some kind of credibility after this, God, what hell would you call this? This travesty right out in everybody's face, this blatant violation of the Bill of Rights, which hasn't even been mentioned in the whole goddamn thing. Navarro ordered a sealed hearing to discuss 14 outstanding evidence issues arising from a series of motions to dismiss the case made by the defense. Prosecutors previously downplayed the presence of FBI surveillance cameras placed outside the Bundy Ranch near Bunkerville, about 79 miles northeast of Las Vegas. The documents include FBI memos that clarified the agency's support role in the standoff. One FBI memo noted that an FBI agent carried an AR-15 assault-style rifle, which Navarro said would likely aid defense arguments that defendants felt endangered by government snipers. Navarro also noted the existence of government surveillance logs, and there were snipers up on the high places. I mean, I don't know if that matters. I mean, I think this is just a way to kind of try to bow out without losing your head. I hope so, because the people didn't do anything, though I do not agree with what they did up in Oregon or the fact that they're, fighting for their riches and their elitism. The bottom line is the due process wasn't followed. None of us can stand for that. It don't matter if it's your worst enemy. You cannot let their rights be violated. Last week, a detention hearing was held for the final four defendants in the standoff case, whose trial has been delayed for nearly 1 year. Boy, that's a speedy trial, ain't it? It only did a year in prison, huh? Whether you did it or not. And these people who were too dangerous to be paroled, they're trying to kick them out of the goddamn jail now. Shouldn't there be some consequence to the people who did this? I mean, it's just like with the Hatari. You know, it's proven that these people spent 2 years in prison and stuff. And do the prosecutors, do they got to go to jail for, taking these people's freedom away from them for 2 years? No. Or is this bitch here, I'm going to tell you right now, this judge or whatever, she's not a judge. It was with this goddamn magistrate or whatever the hell she is. She knew about this all along, people. It is because of the crowds, and it's because of what's going on out in the real world that has forced this shit up front and center to where they can't deny it. I mean, people coming out of the courtroom every day going, they did this, they did that, and it's coming across, and we knew it, no fair trials in this goddamn country, we better shoot them. And that's becoming the prevailing attitude. And now they're saying, well, let's just back away from it. We got to go think this over. The evidence thing. We're just going to back out of this. U.S. Magistrate Judge Peggy Leem ordered the conditional release of Clive and Bundy's sons, Dave and Melvin Bundy, Jason Woods, and Joseph O'Shaughnessy, who are accused of being mid-tier participants in the standoff, according to the indictment. They have been detained for about 21 months of their lives, been taken away. But hey. You know, in the interest of the government, prevailing government interests, six lesser-known participants in the Nevada Ranch Showdown went to trial as a group earlier this year. So now, like I said, these guys, two men were found guilty. So these two guys got to be kicked, right? Because we found out there was exculpatory evidence that wasn't allowed in. Same judge. And don't these people's convictions have to be overturned? We'll look and see. One of them sentenced to 68 years in prison. The other is awaiting sentencing. Well, there should be no sentencing for the one, and the other one should be let out of prison and let his lawsuit go forward. Sue the hell out of the people, because the people deserve it, because they have allowed this shit to become prevalent. Mexican consulate visits St. Louis County, talks dairy farm workers. How about talks to dairy farm workers? From NCPR, sent in by Ruth for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com, the official arm of the Mexican government in New York State. Well, of course there's an official arm of the Mexican government operating inside our goddamn borders. Of course there is. Is touring St. Lawrence County. Mexico's consulate wants to reach out to Mexican citizens across the North Country, including dairy farm workers without legal papers. Mexico has more consulates in the United States than any other country has anywhere. It's kind of like it's their country, ain't it? The one in New York City has been working to expand its presence north into upstate New York. So on Wednesday, its head office staff drove up to Canton. Each of these consulates, including the consulate of New York, of which I am responsible for, is very engaged at all levels, says Diego Gomez Binkering, Mexico's consul general in New York. Goddamn foreign governments operating inside your borders. I mean, I'm telling you, your founders would be going, what in the, are you people stupid? Are you really that stupid to believe that this can actually be going on and it's legal? He says his visits have come more urgent since President Donald Trump ratcheted up rhetoric about immigrants and criminality. Now that there's been a sort of normalization of this erroneous interpretation of what an immigrant is, and we have seen an increase in the criminalization of immigrants, then of course we're more active in terms of building bridges, providing assistance to the Mexican nationals. God damn, what's it to what, people? Are they operating another government here inside your borders? Is that what I'm seeing here? And you think Trumpy don't know about this? Who live in places across New York, including North County, illegally live in places in New York. One service the consulate offers is a mobile office that can help Mexican nationals. I see, they'll call them national, call anybody in the goddamn world a national, except we're citizens. And everybody in this stupid-ass country, I'm a citizen. Yeah, you're a citizen subject. I guess you are, but I ain't. Then when they talk about these other people, they, man, that makes you sound important, like, hey, I'm somebody, I'm a national, Mexican national inside your borders. Mexican nationals with everything from passports and birth certificates to vaccinations, HIV testing, and doing this inside your, they are aiding and abetting criminals inside your goddamn country, criminals they have sent from their country into your country. You think you're being invaded? Maybe. HIV testing and legal help with labor or immigration issues so Mexicans don't have to travel all the way to New York. Man, I tell you, I got to tell you right, guys, right now, you're fitting the bill for all this shit, too. Bringing the Mexican consulate to the farm. A good number of Mexicans in the North Country are working on dairy farms. Now, what? Mostly illegally. Wednesday night, Gomez Pinkering met privately with farm worker advocates about how to extend those counselor services to them. Who would met privately with farm worker advocates about how to extend those counselor services to them? He says a big problem is those farm workers rarely leave the farm for fear of getting caught and deported. So they're being protected on the farm and these businesses. Now, we talked about, you know, the fact that, you know, when they had this last amnesty, that they were, you know, going to pass laws so that, you know, that, so that these workers couldn't, I mean, these employers couldn't employ these foreign sons of bitches and take, you know, take the jobs away from the Americans. And, well, you know, we've got the clip of Donald Trump, so we might as well have a clip of Ronnie Reagan, huh?
But it is true our borders are out of control. It is also true that this has been a situation on our borders back through a number of administrations. And I supported this bill. I believe in the idea of amnesty for those who have put down roots and who have lived here, even though sometime back they may have entered illegally.
May have.
With regard to the employer sanctions, this we must have that. Not only to ensure that we can identify the illegal aliens, but also, while some keep protesting about what it would do to employers, there is another employer that we shouldn't be so concerned about. And these are employers down through the years who have encouraged the illegal entry into this country because they then hire these individuals and hire them at starvation wages and with none of the benefits that we think are normal and natural for workers in our country.
And they passed the law and they let the son of a bitches in. And now here we have, they're going out to the farms where they're being illegally employed. And I don't see no goddamn sanctions. You know, maybe they took care of that slave wage thing like this. Now, these people working out here on these dairy farms, they're probably getting paid, you know, whatever the least is that they can pay, $7-$8 an hour. But don't worry, because you're making up for the rest of it, because then people are getting food stamps, they're getting housing, and they're getting a supplementary welfare check. You're paying to school, put their children through school, and, you know, come tax time, thanks to good old Donald Trump, man, they're going to be rolling in the they'll all be driving a brand new rig while you're going out there in your old rig trying to get down the goddamn road to work a slave-ass job, made a slave-ass job through this very bullshit so that you can pay for it all. How do you like it?
You know, don't forget the medical. You know?
Oh, yes. Oh, better than we do.
I would have to pay $198 a month for nothing.
Oh, absolutely, brother. Yeah, I mean, if this doesn't outrage, this is what I'm talking about with the Bundy thing. I mean, people aren't stupid. I mean, there's 25% out there, I'll say, are stupid, retarded, or else just straight-up traitors. But the rest of the people, I mean, you can talk to anybody about this. Show them this. I mean, I show people, you got to believe it, that I, you know, the articles I've got, you know, I have to print everything up. Reading this thing gives me a headache if I try to do it on a screen. But I show this to people, and everybody, they're outraged. Hell yes, that's wrong. Hell yes. I mean, how dare they? Well, you know, you're held at a zero tolerance for a seatbelt, you as an American national. You could get your ass shot if you don't have that seatbelt on. But here you have, I mean, this is an invasion force. And it was Ronnie Reagan, he's the goddamn billionaire. His huge ranch down there in California. I mean, it's just the good old boys bringing in more slave labor. And the bottom line here is I was looking through some of this shit. And they talked about back in 19, I think it was 88 or 84, 85, whenever this shit went down, that they did a poll. And back then, this is on one of their polls too. I mean, you got to know that, you know, they're lying about 50 goddamn percent. But they said 55% of the people wanted them arrested and removed back then. So you didn't do what the people want. You did not represent the people. You represented foreigners, Ronnie Reagan. You gave a goddamn amnesty. You lied and said you were going to secure the borders. You lied and said there were going to be sanctions against the employers that hired the bastards, so no more would come. And now we just go on to the next set of lies. I mean, hey, here's some more lies.
There will be no amnesty.
Want to bet?
There will be no amnesty.
Want to bet?
There will be no amnesty.
Right now, they're talking about the DACA amnesty. Oh, the Republicans, you know that Republican Party ticket that you good old Trumpers voted for? Well, they're talking about that DACA amnesty, and it's going to happen. Because it's just like Ronnie Reagan, you know, they came out, he fooled the people, an actor. And he came out and he fooled people back then because people were stupider back then, I believe, because they didn't have the internet to set their minds straight. But you fell for it. You fell for trickle down, piss on you economics, and goddamn a herd of people coming in here to drive your wages down. Take your jobs. Oh, but Ronnie said this is going to stop right here. That's Ronnie Reagan talking, man. It's going to stop. Did it stop? Did it stop or did it accelerate? To the point that I tell you people, you can believe me or not, just like everything else. If there ain't 100 million of them son of a bitches, I'm not just from Mexico, but all around the world, illegally in your country, if there aren't 100 million, I'll eat this hat I'm wearing. I guarantee you, they have almost got enough to match us in numbers. Do you realize where we're at in this game? Let them outnumber you. Just keep on sitting there and just keep listening to the Trumpers. I'll tell you what, I will not listen to a word out of a Trumper. I mean, God damn it. I was listening to Micro Effect because I'm monitoring over there, seeing what old Joe's doing. And man, there they are, that goddamn Trump. Man, if you could just get things back to Reagan for the good old boy, Masonic Dirty Church cabal, they wouldn't give a shit if you and me lived another day. They've never cared about our rights. They've only cared about their own possessions and how they keep them by being a goddamn secret society or a part of a goddamn church. At the same time, you know, we're reading about the churches, you know, the sanctuary churches down on the border. That I guarantee your tax money through these goddamn grants, illegal grants, are going straight down there to aid and abet in this invasion, this recolonization. When are you going to wake up when it's too late? When they have the numbers inside your borders armed because the guns are here? All you need to do is get the people here. And, you know, a couple of generations, they can learn the land as well as you know it. Then it's going to be more of an even fight, ain't it? And I'll tell you what, people, you're almost there. Just keep on ignoring it. Sometimes, you know, I love my children. I love my grandchildren. I love the life that I've had, you know, being a father and a husband. But sometimes I wish I would have never had kids because I wouldn't give a goddamn. You people would get what you goddamn deserve. the hell of it is, people like the good people will be the first to die because they'll be the first to stand up against this shit. While the people who facilitated it, they'll find every way to weasel around their responsibilities and sleaze around and see if they can get through the whole goddamn thing and come out the other side with all the rights and freedoms and didn't hit a lick. In fact, aided the enemy all the goddamn way. Maybe sold shit to them like they did during the first uprising turned to a revolution, because it sure as hell happened. By the time they got to Pennsylvania after that war, those people that were standing up there that wrote that Constitution that was going to guarantee you everything, they had done business with the British. They quit doing business with the British when it became heir apparent that the Americans were going to win. And still some of them did business with the British right up to the end of the war. Were they ever prosecuted? Did you read about the prosecutions? Because they didn't happen. Those were your founding fathers. Man, why should we be surprised at the duplicity we live with today? It's been that way since the inception of this country. These goddamn elitists, these aristocrats, they played us like a fiddle. See, back then, they said when they first started out, after they were forced by at gunpoint to put that Bill of Rights, attach it as the first unremovable, untouchable amendment to the Constitution, well, they started chipping away at her. I mean, they had to do it in little tiny chips. They had to be very careful. Because you had an armed populace out there who actually understood what the goddamn lay of the land was. They were just sick of fighting. I mean, after 7 years of God. Things that we cannot even imagine. I mean, I always think back to, what the hell is it? The crossing of the Potomac and going to kill the Haitians, walking barefoot, you know, with a goddamn pike to go fight the goddamn Germans. The terrible things that these people went through to give us what we just pissed away. Gave a just laziness and wanting stupidity. Oh, let's be a whole lot easier. Well, you know, me and my friends would get together. They're offering us a real good deal if we let them fuck them guys over there. Say, hey, you know, it's for us. And, hell, I feel pretty good about it. You? Yeah, well, they're going to lose their rights. But, hey, man, they ain't us, okay? And if it's just them losing their rights, it's okay. What you didn't realize is that it's all interdependent. If they can violate one person's rights, the door is open. And boy, you think they won't stick that foot in and head the rest of the body through that door, because they did. Incrementally, they have completely removed your Bill of Rights. You're sitting here as goddamn human chattel to an international occupation of your country that most people, I mean, they don't even understand. I was listening to these assholes on the radio this morning, and they're talking about, fine, we're going to get people elected. And no, you're not. You ain't going to do shit. They are here. They are taking your resources by the billions every day. You try slowly, it'd be just like if you try to shut down one of them ports. Then you'll see the guns go off. They'll play games with you till the end of time. Oh, yeah, you can get elected, but oh, God dang, we almost did it. We almost did it. Oh, this way. Oh, now they elected that guy. Oh, shit. And just watch it wither away. It is on each and every one of us as an individual to stand up and say, no, just flat ass no, no more of it. Every time you try it, we're going to be there, and we're going to, and it's not going to be, I'm going to elect my buddy Jeb, and 10 of us are going to get over here and get things back for the ranchers and farmers. No. Ranchers and farmers are going down too, because they're the ones that created this shit in the first place. At any rate, we're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. It's easier not to be what? Measure these things by your grace. I sank into Eden with you, alone in the church by and by. I'll read to you here, Savior, eyes. You'll need them, your boat is at sea. Your anchor is out, you've been swept away. Greatest of teachers won't hesitate to leave you there.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific Time. That was Joe Satriani with Big Bad Moon, rockin' tune. A most needed drawing for From the Trenches. A most needed drawing for From the Trenches. We are short on funds this month. We are holding a drawing. Galen, Jalapeno, Number One New World Order Hater, Mark Schumacher, Joe STP, Norm, and Swifty Lomax are sponsoring a drawing for FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com because we are short on funds and we have an a most needed drawing. Galen has provided two prizes, a charm in the shape of a pistol, and the book Choreography by Corey Feldman. Jalapeno has provided four prizes, a trencher, which is a badass little trenching shovel, three sets of ACU Mobile 2 9mm single magazine pouch that will fit two single stack mags, a P38 can opener, and a Molly 2 Alice adapter for three winners. Number One New World Order Hater has provided four sets of 30 music CDs for four winners. Mark Schumacher has provided three life straws for three winners. Joe STP has provided two 30 caliber combat cleaning kits for two winners. Norm has provided two prizes, a kid-size gas mask with filter and carry bag, a Y-harnessed 223 repack kit with bandolier and two hats. Swifty Lomax has provided an InstaCharge portable device and phone charger. Every dollar donated equals one entry in the drawing. All those who have donated since the last drawing are automatically entered unless they specifically ask not to be. The drawing will be held Friday, December 15, 2017, in the final segment of The Word from the Trenches. We extend our thanks to Galen Jalapeno, Number One New World Order Hater, Mark Schumacher, Joe STP, Norm, and Swifty Lomax for providing the prizes. All donations are needed and appreciated. Good luck to all those who step up. We were talking about the Mexican consulate. You know, the Mexican government going around here inside our borders, helping their people to get our shit. Where were we? A good number of Mexicans in North County are working on dairy farms, mostly illegally. I mean, people, you know, we played the little piece there from Reagan. Going back to, I mean, it was, there's criminality going on here, and we're going to put sanctions on them, which, I mean, what are the sanctions? You get a check in the mail? What kind of sanctions are you? But it's like the sanctions that are going to be put on that court in Las Vegas for what they, for the illegal trial they're conducting, or the withholding of exculpatory evidence? Is that the kind of sanctions you were talking about, Ronnie Reagan? You elitist son of a bitch who wanted, who wants slave labor in this, wanted slave labor in this country and got it. Mostly illegal. These are dark, these farms, and you know, they're keeping them on their farms. They're just protecting. I mean, isn't that harboring a fugitive? What am I missing here, people? Like I said, we're held at zero tolerance for a seatbelt. Which they can't even, I mean, their legislative laws are supposed to have nothing to do with us. It's supposed to be our running government. Here they are telling us what we can do in our day-to-day lives. And, hey, man, but, you know, now they're doing it right out in the open. Now that they've established that it is against the law and there are things that they're doing, F you. F the people of this country. Illegally, Wednesday night, Gomez Pickering met privately with farm worker advocates about how to extend those counseling services to them. He says a big problem, and those farm workers rarely leave the farm because that's where their sanctuary is. Another sanctuary, going to have sanctions on those sanctuary farms there, Trumpy? Man, enough of this. Illegal immigrant found guilty in murder of family of five in San Francisco, and this turns out that, you know, this was a... well, we'll go ahead and jump into a little bit here. This is from Fox News. An illegal immigrant from Vietnam. Boy, we went over there and we taught them little flan-eyed bastards a lesson, didn't we? Now they're here in our country. Well, they're just murdering Chinese, so I really can't even hold nothing against them for it. An illegal immigrant from Vietnam faces life in prison after being convicted Monday in the 2012 hammer killing of a family of five after losing money at a casino earlier in the evening. Well, that'll put a guy in a bad mood. By Tai Luke. who had a violent criminal history and was supposed to be deported in 2006, was found guilty in the murders of a family of Chinese immigrants. That's kind of like poetic justice, in my opinion. But, you know, if it hadn't been the Chinese immigrants, we've shown it right here. You know, the son of a bitch, you know, stabbed a woman up in Portland, went down, they caught him at the border, pushed him back across the border, back up here in 2 weeks, raped him. I think he killed her that second time, didn't he? And then went and raped another before they caught him. This is some of Ronnie's ray guns serious sealing up that border. Since ray gun, man, that's when the biggest bunch of them came in. Think about it, people. It's like the Patriot Act. They tell you, we're going to do Patriot Act for your security. No, you're doing the Patriot Act to take away my goddamn rights and calling it patriotic. Man, people, what will you fall for? I mean, they got to be amazing themselves at this point in the ballgame. They got to be sitting there going, you know, if all we got to do is fool 25% of these goddamn retards, there's 25% of retards in this country. Shit, we can go on doing this forever. We can do it until all the resources are eked out of this country. Luke was in debt and served an eviction notice, killed the family during a robbery after he lost money at a casino on March 23rd, 2012. Prosecutor said the family kept thousands of dollars. Well, of course they did. They're Chinese immigrants. Of course they got thousands of dollars. An American national can trace their lineage in this country back to the colonies and beyond. Well, they're not going to have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out. But, man, a family Chinese immigrants, they're going to have thousands of dollars in cash in the San Francisco home they probably own. Luke had more than $6,500 with him during the arrest. The jury was told that Luke settled his debt after the killings. This was a very gruesome, brutal murder, and we're pleased we're getting some accountability for the family and the community. Well, with the family over in China, they're probably here by now, and they probably got thousands of dollars in their house they own, too. What the hell? District Attorney George Gaskin told the San Francisco Chronicle, despite no eyewitness accounts of Luke's involvement, investigators said one of the family members' blood was found splattered on Luke's jeans. Well, he didn't do it then. Luke's blood was found on a pack of cigarettes, a receipt, and a cabinet drawer, the San Francisco Chronicle reported. Luke spent a decade in prison for robbery and assault with a deadly weapon from a 1996 armed robbery of a Chinese restaurant. He was ordered to be deported from the U.S. To his native Vietnam after his release, but Vietnamese government did not provide the proper documents. They didn't want that murdered son of a bitch back. It's like they were taking them Somalians over there. I think it was, I didn't read the story, but they, you know, had a whole plane load of them. We're going to deport them. Well, no, their countries just say, F the United States, we're not taking them back. Put them back over there, let them kill your people. U.S. federal immigration authorities released Luke into the community in 2006. The defense argued that someone else murdered the family, possibly a Chinatown gangster or an ex-boyfriend of one of the victims. Defense attorney Mark Golderson Oy said the prosecution did not establish a motive in the crime. Well, thousands of dollars, wouldn't that be a motive? I don't know. He lost at the casino and he needed thousands of dollars to pay his debts. And, well, wouldn't that be a motive? I don't know. I'm just kind of grasping at straws here, I guess. Let me see. There was another one here I wanted to hit for sure. Must be this one here. NRA silent as states, feds ban gun sales to medical marijuana patients from anti-media. Sent in by number one in the world, heard it for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com, the National Rifle Association, NRA. Which fancies itself a champion of the Second Amendment and gun rights, is nowhere to be found as state governments are moving to confiscate firearms from medical marijuana patients. And this is all a part of that thing that started with Sessions, you know, getting the asset forfeiture, strengthened asset forfeiture. Because, man, we told you this back when they were, you know, leaked, saying you can smoke marijuana legally. Oh, really? But they're going to come after your guns. We told you this. I mean, that's why they want to know who you are. When you go in there to get your dope, man, they're going to, you know, write down your license number, and then they're going to come. And then when they come to get your gun, because you know what? It still is illegal under the federal law, and that's what's, you know, they're talking about the opium epidemic that they've caused with their import of the opium from Afghanistan through the CIA and the, you know, the DEA. And, you know, they made a big problem. And this is just, you think that they're really going to go after the bad guys when, well, I think they've proven over and over again, they're the bad guys.
Hey, Henry.
Hey, brother. How's it going?
Good, brother. $7.7 billion in marijuana sales in California last year.
And that's money that the
that's
money that Americans are making through entrepreneurship, and you cannot have it because it's competing with that dirt weed coming out of Mexico and, you know, down south of the border there. And it's not just, I mean, it's just the control over the drug trade in this country. I mean, this whole goddamn drug war, people, if you go back and look at the how it all got to be, it's marijuana. I mean, the helicopters. I mean, there's whole people that have, you know, cashed in on whole careers, $40 billion industry every year. And then, you know, these states start legalizing it. Well, that's $40 billion. That's my job. I mean, think about somebody saying, well, we got to keep marijuana illegal. We know that we have no authority to tell the people what they can or cannot put in their bodies. We got to trick them. We got to trick them. I mean, this guy Trump, man, he knows how to trick people. How do we trick them? Well, we trick them by saying we're going to make it legal. You should always, everybody wants smoke pot. Of course you can smoke pot. And it's harmless. We're going to make a law that says you can smoke pot. Can we do that? You guys going to back us on? Yeah. Let's make a law. Then I can smoke pot. And then what you realize, what you did is you just said that they have authority to tell you what you can or cannot put in your body because marijuana was never put through a prohibition. Not that they could, even with the alcohol, they couldn't because it violates the Bill of Rights. But there was never even the notion that it was ever criminalized. It was, what they did was put a $250 tax per ounce on it and then busted your ass for not paying the tax when you couldn't pay the tax because they didn't provide the stamp. Well, you know, it's they're starting with the medical marijuana to stick their foot in the goddamn door. But, you know, it, like I said, when they did this whole legalization thing, number one, it established that they can tell you, well, you can have marijuana, but you can't have raw milk. And it establishes their authority over what you, over your body is what it does. And then you turn around, like you said, Mark, and then here you got this booming industry. Now, there's going to be a lot of money going to the state coffers for goddamn sure. I mean, Colorado, I guess they tax the hell out of people. They tax it here in Oregon and in Washington, too. But on the bright side of it, what you got is this has been set up. I'm telling you, you watch what I tell you. And when they finally put this whole thing into motion, they will start busting people. They will come into the states. And first, they'll start busting the people selling it. Because I'm telling you what, like Mark said, they're making money hand over fist. They got big houses. They got big bank accounts. And you're going to see that federal government come in and start seizing all that money that was, right, the way they figured that was their money because they run the dope trade in this goddamn country. And so they're just going to seize it all back. And you will have done the work of growing the weed and you will have done the work of selling the weed. And then they're going to come and you didn't get the profit because the Jews get the profit. That's what you got to get through your head. When you get done going through their federal system and come out the other side a felon who can't own a gun, and you're sitting there and you'll figure it all out, man. But what you spent, because you were trying to build your business, you were trying to make a home for yourself, well, you made a little less than minimum wage because that's how everything comes out in this goddamn country because the Jews will have their slaves at their price. No matter how many illegals they have to pump in, police in Honolulu, Hawaii recently sent out a letter to 30 medical cannabis patients warning them that they had 30 days to hand over their guns. When medical cannabis became legal in Ohio in 2018, patients will not be permitted to own or possess firearms. So you wonder what goddamn authority. See, that's what you let your when you let them in the door, when you give them the notion that they have authority, when they don't. None of this can be done, people. They can't legislate your private life or your body. Plain and simple. If you're not hurting anybody and you're not violating anybody's rights, you can do any goddamn thing you want to, and it's none of their business. But it is business, and that's what a business is about, mammon and making mammon and creating mammon, and boy, aren't they doing it.
Yeah, but you see, if Nancy Pelosi's bodyguards smoke medical marijuana, they're going to let him carry a gun.
Well, that's the difference between the elite and us goyim, Mark. You got to know that this true socialism has social classes. And if you're a member of the upper class, the social class, I mean, if the king wants to get drunk or drop a hit of acid or take some PCP and hack up one of the goyim for fun, well, he's the elite. I mean, there is a difference between them and us. Don't you know what it is? It's that, well, they have everything and we have nothing, and they are the sleaziest, manipulating, fraudulent bastards that ever draw air. And they just, well, of course. I mean, they're trying to set a precedence right now. All this shit you see in the news with all these sex scandals and everything. When it comes out the other side, people are going to become, well, yeah, of course, people in public offices, they molest and we pay off the victims when they have the courage to come forth and when the guys get busted, you know, if they're boogering little kids, well, you know, yeah, there's kid boogers in this country. It's just something you got to live with if you want to be an American. It's part of being American, you know, knowing that there's little kid boogers out there and that they're in the top echelons. You know, these people are excelling. Maybe everybody should be a kid booger. Maybe that's how you get to the top. Maybe that's how you succeed in the United States of these Americas. When medical cannabis becomes legal in Ohio in 2018, patients will not be permitted, permission from a government, permission from my servants. Servant, can I have your permission? Have people completely lost grasp of reality? Servant, can I have your permission to have a firearm? Servant, can I have your permission to smoke marijuana? Servant, really? Similar restrictions have been imposed in California and Oregon despite state policy. I mean, that's it, you know. Oh, boy, here comes, I'm telling you, it's about the bucks, man. In the end equation, see, you're screwing them in a $40 billion industry that's, you know, going and eradicating the marijuana fields. And, you know, the cells and shit, they're coming to get it. I mean, a couple of years you've made that money. It didn't take them long to get, so they got Jeff Sessions in there. Asset forfeiture, it's a real thing, and we can do that because, well, yeah, you're making the money. I mean, they come right out in the Obama administration, and you got Eric Holder. Did Eric Holder take your tax money and buy gun and force dealers down on the border to sell guns to a Mexican who can't even buy a gun in this goddamn country? Did they do that? Did they force him to sell them guns, you know, and use your money to buy them with? And then, did they, yes or no, did they take those guns down south of the border to the drug cartels and trade them for drugs? You know, heroin, cocaine, and marijuana? Did they then bring those drugs? I mean, this is shit that's all admitted, people. Bring those drugs back across the border. And boy, I'm sure that they had them riding big semi trucks and just kind of winking a wave as they went by. Did they bring those drugs back into your country and then sell those drugs, the DEA, sell them to dealers who sold them to smaller dealers? And then did a bunch of those smaller dealers get busted to fill up the Wacken Hut prisons as the money was rolling into the DEA, who was turning it over to Eric Holder and company so that it could be sent down to Central and South America to be laundered? And, you know, we never did hear what become of all of that money, did we? How much worse does it, I mean, how much worse can it get? Well, we know how much worse it can get. We can look back at Russia and find out how much worse it can get. And they still have, they didn't buy that 1.4 billion rounds of hollow point ammunition as an investment. Well, I guess it was an investment in the future. Because in the end equation, you do go down to the ditch. Because as long as we're alive, man, there's somebody to say, that was a crime. And you're a criminal. And I have the authority to charge you. Because right now, the way they have this whole thing set up, who has the authority to charge them, by the way? Let's look at Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, the goddamn head of the FBI, comes up and outlines, I mean, a list, a laundry list, a huge laundry list of felonies. I mean, including treason and goddamn espionage and insurrection, anything you want to call it. I mean, goddamn, I mean, the stuff that should get you put against the wall with just, I mean, just 1% of it, if you did it, lays it out right in front of you and then tells you.
Yeah, it's the things that we don't know about the personnel, what I mean, we don't know what's going on.
It doesn't matter, because the bottom line is, after he lays out this long list of crimes that this bitch committed, then he says, but no reasonable prosecutor, because we're the only ones that can prosecute crime in this country. That's the way the founders set it up. Do you guys believe that, really? Do you think that the founders left us with no way to enforce our rights unless the government would do it for us? Do you really believe that? Because it ain't so. But he tells you the only way that this international criminal can be prosecuted is by us, and psh, we ain't going to do it. So I guess we can do whatever we want to. We can kill you. We can, well, they do. We can take your children off to islands and play pedophile with them. Damn, you can sit and go over this shit day after day like we do. And you can sit there and go, man, what outrage does it take to make you stand up and go, I'm not going to take that. I'm just, well, you've gone too far. I'm not, bam, I'm fighting right now. No more talk. We'll never reach it, people. If we keep, I'll tell you what, we keep letting these son of a bitches pour across our borders and keep listening. Well, you know, all it takes is the next Charlton to come up. We got to stop this immigration thing. I Trump and them liars. I'm telling you the truth. We're going to stop it. I'm going to build a wall. Hell, I'm going to build a dome over this goddamn country. Elect me. I'm the dome president. And then we're going to throw them all out. Every single one of them. No amnesty. And it'll be, I'm going to go vote. I'm going to go. That's what type of shit. Tell me I'm wrong. We're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, stay tuned for Hammering the New World Order with Spike Timmons on Indiana Freedom Talk Radio coming up right behind us. And people, you know, just, I mean, it's come to the point that I refuse. If somebody starts talking, I look at them like, you fucking retard. I'll call him a retard. You are retarded. You are the problem. You're a traitor. And I'm more aggressive. That's all I can say. More aggressive. And that is the word from the trenches.